We've a number of close games, not Derry City, obviously. We had a close game in Bray, a close game in Wexford, a close game in Bowes, and a close game tonight. And in each occasion, we conceded the first goal. And, you know, it's you can see until the first goal, very even. I thought we played quite well. It was certainly an improvement in the last couple of weeks. You know, we played some decent football, created a few chances. But when the first goal went in, we stopped creating. And the last 20 minutes, Shamrock Rovers ran out worthy winners.
Yeah, the heads seemed to drop a wee bit, Ollie.
Well, yeah, it dropped. Maybe the confidence dropped to a certain degree. To be fair to the work rate, that didn't drop. Our work rate dropped against Derry here, as I said to you 2 weeks ago, in the last 20 minutes. The work rate didn't drop. It was just that belief and confidence at 1-0 down that this is going to be, you know, very, very difficult. And it proved to be. But look, positives out of it, the first 65 minutes was certainly an improvement. You know, I thought, yeah, if we could stumble over the line, get a result, you know, at that stage, you'd have taken a draw. You know, if we'd taken our chances in the first half, you could have been looking at a different result here tonight, but we didn't. And to be fair to Shamrock Rovers, the quality showed out in the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, because you did make changes tonight, Ollie. There was a few changes in personnel, particularly in midfield. Michael Funston, Tony McNamee and Gareth Harkin were all in there, and they all did well in that first half.
Yeah, they did. They all did well until the first goal, you know. We haven't scored in 5 games. Goals change matches. And unfortunately, in those 5 games, the first goal went to the opposition. And I won't say it changed the Derby game and that type of game. Certainly it changed the game in Bowes, changed the game in Wexford here, albeit a late goal. And tonight was you know, when I won't say, it's something to do with luck. I'm not going down that line. But when the confidence is you know, at a low enough level, you need something to go your way, be it the corner kick that Rory Keating completely missed at the near post, or the shot that he had that Craig Hyland put around the post. You need something to go in, maybe, you know, a goal, an own goal, whatever, a penalty, you know. But we need that to happen to get the confidence back. And look, we're in a battle. It was always going to be the case in a battle here. It's a tough place to be, without a doubt. Tough here, doing an interview after getting beaten 5 games in a row. It's a tough place and a changing room there. But we didn't really expect anything different in this league with the standard of it.
Can I ask you, Ollie, when you go so long without scoring a goal, are you tempted to change things up front? Are you tempted to go with 2 men in attack as opposed to one?
Well, look, we went with 2 men in attack, you know, in those 5 games, you know, okay, not here tonight, and we didn't score, you know, although we created chances. Created several chances up in Bowes, as you saw yourself. We didn't take them, you know. As I said, we need one of them to dribble over the line and get that confidence back. But we keep fighting, please God, until we get that goal.
Right, and there'll be no more additions to your panel. You lost a couple of men over the last few weeks. The transfer window is now closed, no, but you can still sign players on a professional basis. Is that the case?
You can sign out of work professionals, yeah. I think it's until next week. But no, have we plans to take somebody in that case? No, you know, there was maybe, you know, we felt we'd enough numbers and quality in it. Yeah, we lost one last week. We lost one or two over the window as well that we haven't replaced. But to me, there's enough in there if we can get it right as regards, you know, as you say, with what formation to go. You know, if we went with 3 up top there, you know, we need something to go our way. That little bit of luck, and I'm not blaming luck in any manner, as I said earlier on. But, you know, if we feel sorry for ourselves, we may as well go and plan for the first division next year now. But there won't be that. We've good lads in there, but we need everyone to stick together. And I think we have a group in there that want to play for the club. And please God, they'll make it very difficult for other teams to survive if we can survive ourselves.
Yeah, and on a night like this, Ollie, do you check to see how Wexford Youth's got on tonight against Dundalk and Longford? Is that the situation now? You're looking over your shoulder at these teams?
Well, come here, we're all as if not over our shoulder. You know what I mean? Wexford Youth haven't gone away. We know that. They never went away. We found out the results there well after the game. I don't think it was a priority at the start. I mean, if you look at Wexford Youth, I think it was 1-0 they were beaten by Dundalk. I mean, you know, where does that leave you? You know, I mean, Dundalk were out in Warsaw on Tuesday night and were absolutely excellent. So Wexford Youth won't go away. We know that. We need to accumulate enough points to stay in this division. If we don't, well, then we don't deserve to stay in it.
Right. And finally, Sligo Rovers is the next game. Yeah. The Cork City match, confirmation tonight that has to be rescheduled again. Any thoughts on that? Is that something that bothers you?
Something that bothers you, Yeah, because we plan for it. I think it probably bothers everybody in the club on the basis that, you know, we're struggling to try and get, you know, keep financial things in order, and that was a gate that we, you know, we needed on Tuesday week. It's out of our control that the game has been lifted. It's the second time that's been rearranged. I know Seanan Maguire and Kevin O'Connor are playing with the international 21 team, and, you know, they're fully within their rights. But it's difficult to survive with, you know, attendances. I'm sure people would say, well, look, if you're not winning games, we're not going. But there's quality out in that pitch. If you look at the likes of Brendan Melia, you know, maybe a few of their own lads to their credit, because we played quite well for 70 minutes. You look at Killian Brennan coming on the pitch. The serious quality out there, you know, for the people to see, albeit it mightn't be all on our team. But, you know, it's difficult in a lot of ways when you plan for Tuesday week to play them, especially when we're out of the cup and we have a free weekend afterwards. It worked quite well. Look, it's out of our control, but it's difficult both football-wise and especially, if you like, financially, to try and survive in this division when a home game is originally pulled from a Friday night when Cork City were in Europe, and now pulled from a Tuesday night in the season, in the middle of it, where it's difficult to try and get people through the gate.